broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Great good morning to you. We've got some fabulous gift ideas. If you haven't quite gotten your gift list done, it's never too late. You can call it a New Year's gift if it comes a little bit later. It's all in how you're thinking about somebody. That's what's important. It's going to be a great day to play a round of golf. We've got an opening for you. 9:20 Volcano is 55 degrees. Makalei has a 916. Apoipu has a 920, 10 o'clock. Kauai Lagoons, a 951 and a 915. Waikele has an 843 and a 1220. And over at Kapolei, there's an 837, 845, and 915. So a lot of opportunities at Kapolei. That's unusual. The Kahili course on Maui has a 9 o'clock, a 930, a 1030. Wailea Gold Course has a 10:30 as well. Maui Nui at 12:36. And Kapalua, do you want to play the course, the Century Tournament of Champions, where the champions are going to be playing not too long from now? I think everything's going to get underway on the 2nd and the 3rd and the 4th, and I'll be broadcasting the show live on the 5th. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. Only the champions, the winners of the PGA Tour events from the last year get to be there. And it's up close. You get to really get close and watch them, how they approach the shots. Really a great opportunity to learn. So we got a lot going on, but about those gifts. Okay, we've got Mark Rolfing scheduled today, but we may not hear from Mark today. Mark Rolfing scheduled, Mike Johnson, Golf Digest Senior Equipment Editor, all the stuff that's going on in the equipment world. The hot list is being put together. Eric Onodera, the general manager at Bayview Golf Course, is going to join us. Bob Bupka, the voice of golf for Talk Sport in the UK and the host of the Grill Room Golf Show powered by Vertical Groove. He'll be in the clubhouse. And Diana DeLucia, Golf Kitchen founder and editor-in-chief. She's calling in from, yes, New York City. So first, we're going to thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you in part by Creative Plumbing. Call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Futura Stone, for your business or residence. Pavers for your driveways and parking lots. Concrete-colored floors and decorative stone floors. And Claude Brousseau, master PGA teaching professional at Maui School of Golf. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Oh, we'd also like to welcome our new sponsors, Aloha Power Equipment, Hawaii's largest power equipment showroom. Two locations, Honolulu and Waipahu, featuring Maruyama 20% off sale, weed whackers, trimmers, edgers, blowers, and a whole lot more. Both locations, that's Aloha Power Equipment, power at your fingertips. Oahu Extraction, you know when it floods, or water, or where sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction will be on site in 90 minutes. All right, I promised you some fabulous gift ideas. And here's one. It's a little on the pricier side. It's just over $100. I think it's on special right now. But it is a shot tracking system that connects your grips to your phone, whatever phone you're using, okay? And there's the app on the phone that will then get to know how you do with each club. So it's a shot tracking system built into Lampkin grips using artificial intelligence to give club selection suggestions, distances adjusted for the impact of elements. It'll get to know the weather around you too. And caddy-like advice on every hole. You can find that at ArcosGolf.com. It's the Arcos Lampkin grips. That's ArcosGolf.com. Arcos Golf, for the nerd in all of us that wants to get some help too. This is something that everyone, I think, can afford. And you know, for the cave, the man cave, they're called Lie and Loft Pennants. They're really cute. You can hang them. You get kind of the varsity feel to the room. They've got a variety of things that you can give golf dads or golf boyfriends or mom who loves golf too. That's at lieandloft.com. They're about $25 each. Lieandloft.com. And this is cool. This is called the Hex Shield for the iPhone. Phone cases. Everybody wants a phone case, a really cool phone case. But we usually don't buy one. You know, it's like you go out and you go, well, I don't know if I want to spend that money on myself. This is called the Hex Shield, H-E-X. It's a wallet case, and it's something that they're probably going to love because ID blocking has, it's got card slots. And then it's got that security system worked into it. So on the back of the case, you can put some cards. So you're compact, you're on the course. Man, I've always got this bulky purse with me. Really have to learn to dump it and just go with something light, like my iPhone and a couple of cards, like my ID and a credit card. It's the Hex Shield. It's at hexbrand.com. Now, here's another one. Golf belts. All right. These are really cool. They come in a variety. I mean, there's all kinds of different styles in the way that they're woven. All right. And they don't have belt holes. All right. So it's, you can put them anywhere you want. They're very, very comfortable. It's Beltology. Beltology are made with webbed designs, woven stretch fabrics. So there's no need for holes. Maximizes that all day comfort when you're on the golf course. You want to be comfortable. And they're in single color leather style. Pattern woven options. It's at beltology.com. Another, this is a great umbrella, okay? And it's not just for golfers, but it's designed for golfers. It's the Weatherman Umbrella. Weathermanumbrella.com. Industrial strength fiberglass. It's not going to break. It's not going to flip. And it gives you great coverage. I have one at home. Plus, I mean, the canopy can withstand 55 mile an hour winds. If you're out in 55 mile an hour winds, you probably should get indoors. Okay. And it has this cool little chip. And it's a Bluetooth tracking capability. So if your umby gets lost, you can just, you know, go find my umby. And there it is, your Weatherman Umbrella. It's weathermanumbrella.com. It comes in lots of different colors. I have one and I love it. Another great gift, again, a little bit higher. The umbrella's around 50-something, all right? So the Peak Vision sunglasses, peakvision.com. Dual zone lens technology. Sunglasses, they come in all different styles, all right? I've got the aviators, and they're so light. That's one of the things I don't like about sunglasses. I hardly ever wanted to wear them because I always felt like they were really heavy on my face. These are very lightweight, and the dual zone hybrid lenses, it's 20% neutral gray upper zone. That manages the glare from the sun. But then the lower zone is that 60% amber, and that increases the contrast and allows you to keep the same sunglasses you wear on the course. You can read everything on the greens, and it really makes everything pop. I know everybody says, oh yeah, it's going to really pop. Those colors really pop. No, the green really does pop for you, and you can see the contours. You can see the grass, the way it's growing. They're very cool. It's peakvision.com. All right, I'm going to have a tip for you. What is the worst possible place to end up other than bunkers? And bunkers, people, there's something really cool about the new rules of golf. There are certain players who would never dream of doing this, but for those of us who would rather maybe take a couple strokes and just get out of it already, that's the new rules of golf. We'll be talking about that coming up. All right, but we're going to take a break real quick. Come back with your how to get out of the deepest rough. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club. It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or
broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futura Stone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futura Stone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
Aloha! Chris Berman here. Join us at the Century Tournament of Champions, January 2nd through 6th at the Plantation Course. There is no better way to kick off the new year than by watching the most elite field in golf, featuring defending champion Dustin Johnson, Justin Thomas, Rory McIlroy, and more. Tickets start at just $15, and kids get in free. Purchase your tickets today at CenturyTournamentOfChampions.com.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
Okay, I'm going to start. Before we go to the deepest rough, I want to start off with what I said is a really cool new rule. The idea of these new rules, RNA and USJ got together, and then they asked for input from everybody else and said, you know, what do you think? For the 6 or 7 months, they had input from people who just wanted to speak their mind. It was an idea to simplify the rules, modernize the rules of golf and the game, eliminate some of those very strange penalties people would get. And the idea, too, was to speed up play for the average golfer and hopefully, too, for the tours. Yeah, maybe not. Okay, so we're going to try to speed up play, but, and this is really cool. Have you ever been with somebody on a golf course and you love them dearly, but they're in the bunker? And it's like 4 strokes and they're still in the bunker and they're so frustrated. They're so embarrassed. And you're like, okay, we really need to go because those people back there are starting to wonder when we're ever going to get off their hole because they're waiting. Now, this is very cool. I say it again. You can take a 2-stroke penalty to get out of the bunker. That's right. You just go in that bunker and you grab your ball. Okay. In 2019, that's a couple of days. You got to rake the bunker when you come out, okay? But, of course, for the competitor, there are lots of options. You just pick up the ball and you drop it. So there's no penalty if the ball or ball marker is accidentally moved by the player. And all of these things are happening in 2019. All right, I jumped over to something, a different rule. I apologize. So anyway, in 2019, you pick up your ball, you come out of the bunker, and you can drop it and go from there. You've got to add 2 strokes to your score. So, of course, but I don't care. For me, I'm not that good inside. I sometimes, if it's a great lie, I'll take the chance because I feel confident. Maybe my short game is on that day and I'll say, you know, I can do this today. But some days you just don't have your game. And on the days like that, this is the perfect idea. When you take a drop, and this is another something, you don't use your shoulder. You know, shoulder height is no longer necessary. You drop from knee height. By the way, when people were dropping from their shoulder, there were 9 times that you might need to redrop because something went wrong when it was from shoulder height. So dropping close to the ground, you know, how do you know you're not placing it? That was one of the big questions. You know, well, it's going to look like they're placing the ball because they're really far. It needs to be a clear drop from that knee height for it to be legal. The flag stick doesn't have to come out. When you're putting to the hole, you're coming off the grass. It doesn't matter. If you're on the green, the flag stick does not have to come out. A lot of people say that may be for some of the great players. Bryson DeChambeau says he's never going to take the flag stick out. There's no penalty if the ball hits the stick. That was the big thing, right? But some people say, like Dave Peltz, he was saying that could help guys because the chances are that the stick being in the hole is going to help the ball go to the hole or stop it closer to the hole. So there's going to be some issues possibly with that. We'll see how this all plays out in 2019. All right, let's get out of that bunker. The tip is, you know, when you're in the deep, we're going to get out of the bunker and go to the rough. Great, right? Okay, so handling the deepest rough. Some patches of rough are just nasty. When you find that your ball is in one of them, you got to get out of it. And it can be difficult to know how to do it. It's tempting to take a fairway wood or a hybrid club and try to smash your ball out. But it's not really a good option. So this is what's suggested. If you find yourself in the deepest rough, grab your sand wedge. Your sand wedge. The high loft, heavy club head, rounded sole of this club will help you dislodge your ball from that that deep rough. Choose a target in the fairway no more than 50 yards away. Even though you're only punching it out, it's important to choose a specific target. You should do that anyway, even if you're on the driving range, particularly if you're on the driving range. Choose a specific target. Help your mind focus on the task at hand. Narrow the vision so that you're just going for that mark. Open your stance. Position the ball toward the back foot. And this will help you get your club onto your ball without as much grass in the way. Open your club face. Swing across your body and finish strong. Let the rounded sole of that club sweep under the ball as you shift your weight toward the front foot on the finish. Okay? So I just found that to be really good advice when I got it, and I wanted to pass it on to you. We're going to be talking next with Mark Rolfing's not joining us, but one of my favorite people to talk equipment with. And we've been seeing a lot of equipment advertising. Titleist, TaylorMade, Callaway. We're going to talk with Mike Johnson, Golf Digest equipment editor and Hot List team member after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club. Cut it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment helps you get it done with our Christmas and year-end warehouse blowout sale. Honda EB and EU 2800 generators for $9.99. EU 3000, $21.99. Echo. Chainsaws starting at $1.99. And we throw in the chain. Maruyama and Echo Weed Eaters starting at $2.99. Husqvarna Model S at closeout pricing. Aloha Power Equipment at both Sand Island and Waipahu. Your landscape is growing.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And we're going to be talking in a couple of minutes with Mike Johnson, Golf Digest equipment editor and Hot List team member. The Hot List comes out at the end of January, just about the same time the PGA Merchandise Show in Orlando is happening, or just at the end of it, when everything's been revealed by the big equipment companies. One of the things that I did need to tell you, too, you know, the idea was to simplify the rules of golf for in 2019, to modernize the rules, eliminate some of of those weird penalties, and to speed up play. Well, in the speeding up play department, repairing the green may not help speed up play because you can fix ball marks, shoe damage, spike marks, old hold plugs, turf plugs, scrapes, or indentations from maintenance tools or vehicles, animal track, embedded objects like stones or acorns or tees, basically made by another player or outside influence. You can repair it. You can only move loose sand or soil on the green. You can even do that now, okay, nowhere else in 2019. So a few more days, you've got to wait, okay? But all of that, can you imagine someone who gets really obsessed with cleaning up that green? Yes, we could be there for a while, but you're not allowed to repair imperfections on the green caused by normal maintenance practices like aeration holes, vertical mowing, irrigation, rain, or natural forces like rain, weeds, bare areas, areas with uneven growth of grass, and players can't repair natural wear to the hole. So there's a lot, but you can do a lot. You can really fix that. All right, we've got Mike Johnson. He's joining us in the clubhouse. Mike Johnson, Golf Digest equipment editor and Hot List team member. Welcome into the clubhouse, Mike.
Well, I got to tell you, the new rules, the one where the double hit only counts as one shot is going to help me at least 2-3 shots.
Oh, yeah. Well, I like the bunker. I like getting out and taking two strokes. There are days when I just can't do anything in the bunker, and I'm going to take advantage of those days. Just, you know, occasionally, I'm just going to try to stay out of it is what I'd really like to do. All right. So there is the Golf Digest's America's 100 Greatest Golf Courses. There's the that list comes out every year. And we've got the best teachers and best club fitters. Aloha Golf Center, Hawaii and Vegas both made the list again. There's the best of everything golf lifestyle with the Editor's Choice Awards. And there's the annual Hot List, the ultimate review of golf clubs. And I know that, Mike, are you still in the middle of that with the team putting the Hot List together?
We are in the throes of it. And, you know, as we like to say, it's not a some of the time thing. It's an all the time thing. And it really is true. I mean, we start the process as early as April or May when some of the equipment companies give us an early peek at what they have planned for the coming year. And we continue those conversations throughout the year, do our testing with our panelists and our meetings with our panelists in late October, do our voting. Then we put the package together. The results come out mid to late January. We do some postmortems with companies that stretch into mid-February, and then we get on the horse all over again.
You get on the horse all over again. I love it. I've got to mention, and we're all seeing these, TaylorMade, their new ad looks like the inside of a jet engine at full throttle. All right, you know, obviously speed, power. Callaway looks like a lightning bolt with a capital E on it. All right, and then there's, you know, faster than humanly possible. Titleist has the 2S, two ways to speed, the TS project. You're not allowed to talk about that, are you?
Well, some of it I can, some of it I can't. You know, one of the great things about the companies is they bring us in early on a lot of these things. The bad part is we sign non-disclosure agreements. Not to divulge things that we learn there. My deal kind of with every company is simple. I said, look, if it's out on tour or a retailer sees it and they can convey something to me, I'm going to talk about it. A good example would be the new Callaway stuff, the Epic Flash. It is on the USGA's conforming list. So while I will not write about great details that I know about that club, because it is now out in the public domain, I can at least acknowledge that it is a product and it exists and what the name is and anything that I can see on it. For example, the weight track is on the back of the club, much like the original Epic, but it's shorter. So I think that's of note. You know, the Titleist drivers are obviously out being played on tour significantly and even out in the marketplace. So you know, that is fair game. And noticeable things on that is one of the models does not have the SureFit adjustable weight, while the other one does. In the previous models, both of them did. In the case of TaylorMade, that one's still well under wraps. I would love to be able to tell you about it, but as the saying goes, then I'd have to kill you.
Yeah, right. What good? Why would they take away the adjustable aspect from one club? What benefit? Who benefits?
Well, I think what they're trying to do is give some players some choice. In the club design game, everything is predicated upon weight, especially in drivers. So an adjustable weight takes up not only the weight of the weight slug, but the port that it's going to be housed in. So that's a weight commitment for certainly a benefit for some players. They want to be able to alter ball flight. Others that maybe want something else, you know, maybe you can take that weight and put it somewhere else to affect the center of gravity, or put the weight somewhere else and kind of beef up an area of the club that you want to. I think that's what Titleist did. They wanted to say, here's one for this player, here's one for this player.
When we talk about, you know, you say that they're in the marketplace, some, except for TaylorMade. TaylorMade is still very much under wraps, and you can't talk about that. A lot of players are using prototypes. Do they have to keep quiet about what they know about the club when they're playing a prototype?
Yeah, I mean, well, what it is like a good example, you know, the kind of silly season events are events where you see a lot of players. That's kind of their test session. You see players out there with some equipment that maybe otherwise you wouldn't see. I mean, an example would be at the QBE shootout, Kevin Na was using an Epic Flash fairway wood and a bunch of other Callaway products. Over in South Africa, Louis Oosthuizen won using a set of Ping Blueprint irons, which is a prototype iron that company has. Are these going to be products in the marketplace? I think it's pretty clear in the case of the Callaway product, yes. In the case of the Ping product, it's more of a muscle-backed blade. We'll have to see. But I spend a lot of time scouring Getty Images this time of year to look for hints not only as to prototype product that's going to be in play, but also hints as to what players are using and might be a hint to what company they're going to sign for. Kevin Na, as an example, he's a Titleist guy, recently ended his deal. Having a bag full of Callaway clubs tells me that might be a possible landing spot for him.
Yeah, that's kind of a giveaway. Yeah, that one would think, or else he's just trying them. One of the people using a prototype, I was reading one of your articles about Cameron Champ and what was in his bag when he won the Sanderson Farms Championship. He's a Ping player, and he was using the Ping PLD Mid-Tine 4 prototype for his putter?
Yeah, so exactly. So, the PLD aspect has been around in Ping's line for a while, but not necessarily in that model of putter. So that's another example of a player who's kind of putting something out, and obviously with the blessing of the equipment company. I think they kind of like this guerrilla marketing of stirring some interest by a tour pro using their product. I mean, Luke Donald would be another. He was recently playing Mizuno's yet-to-be-released ST190 driver. And I think these companies want to kind of whet the appetite of people, get a little interest going without spilling all the beans, and then they get another pop when they formally introduce it and they get the coverage on that.
What kind of a blade is on that Ping? Is it a blade, a mallet?
Well, the tine is a mallet, but the model will be available most likely in both blades and mallets. Ping has been pretty consistent over the years in they want to offer across the landscape. So whether it be their Sigma line or their Vault 2.0 line, they're going to have a pretty wide array of blades and mallets available.
Oh, got it. Okay, cool. There was a time when everybody who could get a contract wanted a contract with an equipment company. It was, you know, if you were good enough to get one, you took it. now we seem to see a lot more players who would just as well play whichever club they want to put in their bag, which I always thought was the smart thing to do. You know, if you're comfortable with these irons and that putter and that driver and those wedges, just put your own bag together. It's not like you're, you know, without cash. And then there seems to be a new thing going on where more guys are starting to sign again. Am I just reading headlines and getting that?
Well, I think that, you know, there are always going to be players who want to sign equipment deals. I mean, but the fact is, the landscape has changed dramatically. You see a lot more bags out there now and hats out there now of non-equipment companies. So the dollars from the main equipment companies have shrunk over time. And I think some companies have changed their strategy a little bit. An example might be a company like TaylorMade, which defended to the death its driver count. And in the fall, you saw Ping win the driver count 1 week and Titleist win it another week, albeit, you know, by one or two. Don't get me wrong. Ping, I think, for the – not Ping, TaylorMade, over the course of the year, probably will have the most out there. But the gap has narrowed significantly. Instead, they focused on star players, John Rahm, Jason Day, Tiger Woods, Dustin Johnson, you know, all of those. So that's kind of their strategy. But what you've really seen, and I think one of the really interesting things this year, was all four major winners were equipment free agents. Patrick Reed, no deal. Brooks Koepka, no deal. Francesco Molinari, no deal. That got a lot of people's attention. Then you see success from a guy like Tommy Fleetwood, former Nike player, no deal. You know, he's got the apparel deal with Nike, but no club deal. And he's still using his old Nike irons because he just says, I'm going to use them until they wear out. So I think the money is so big playing and the endorsement opportunities outside of equipment, if you are successful, are plentiful. That a lot of players are taking a good hard look and saying, if I'm not sure this is the best thing for me, I'm going to play what I want and make my money that way.
I love it. It makes so much sense to me. But Justin Rose could be the number one player in the world again. I mean, it's like, you know, one day it's Brooks Koepka, then, you know, he doesn't even play and he's number one, and then Justin Rose, he plays, and he gets number one, and then something else happens, and Brooks is back at number one, and now if Justin Rose, all of these different scenarios, I think he has to finish at least 10th, and he becomes number one. Interesting that you told me he's going to Honma.
Probably the worst-kept secret in golf is Justin Rose going to Honma, at least in my circle of the equipment realm, which is the equipment area. I mean, this one will be really fascinating to watch. It'll be looked at with the same scrutiny kind of McIlroy when he first went to Nike and then later on when he went to TaylorMade. I mean, you have a guy who's number one FedEx Cup champion coming off arguably his best, most consistent year of his career, and he is making a wholesale equipment change that will be formalized in early January. What a lot of people don't realize is these contracts run through the end of the year. So even though they've tested other equipment and come to handshake agreements, they can't formally announce it until after the first of the year. Similar situation with Charles Howell III. You know, he was at PXG, no longer there. Clearly going to Titleist. One with a bunch of Titleist clubs in his bag. I talked to him shortly after that. It's readily apparent he's going to Titleist. But Rose with Honma, I think it's a relationship thing. Mark King, former head of TaylorMade, heading up Honma's efforts in the United States. Mark King's always been one to make a splash, and he's kind of gone to his old buddy Justin Rose, who he stood by when he got off to a slow start in his career when he was with TaylorMade. And he will be in Honma in a big way, and it'll be interesting to see how that shakes out.
That's very cool. They have a list of things that are happening in their world, Honma's world, and when they were given their first gold hot list seal, they were just absolutely thrilled. I think it was the irons they got a gold for last year.
Yeah, and they make very, very good golf equipment. If Justin Rose struggles, it's not going to be because the equipment's bad. It's just going to be perhaps it's unfamiliar. And I think that's something that people don't understand. Very few companies make poor equipment. And there's certainly the ability, much like we saw with TaylorMade with Tiger, you know, their Phase 1 PW irons, those are just a carbon copy of what he's been playing for 20 years. So you can get to something that's really close to what they've been playing. But, I remember a college coach telling me once when he refused to let a player make a driver change right before the NCAA championship. And I said, why'd you do that? And he said, if he stands on the first tee and he hits it wide right, if it's with his current driver, he's like, yeah, I just made a poor swing. If it's with a new driver, he's going to think it's the club, and that's going to be in his head all day.
Wow.
So,
yes.
I think it's more the mental aspect of realizing you have something new in the bag more than the actual physical golf stuff.
What some people may not realize, too, is when this is Mike Johnson. He's Golf Digest equipment editor, and he's on the Hot List team putting together the Hot List that comes out at the beginning, the first couple months of the year, at the end of January, right? It comes out?
Yes. It'll be out probably the week of January 22nd.
Perfect. Okay, so what Mike does is he says, what was Charles Howell III had in his bag? What did Charles Howell III have in his bag at the RSM Classic? Or what was Cameron Champ playing at Sanderson Farms? Or what was Matt Kuchar at the Mayakoba Classic? And y'all probably think of clubs, right? The club head. But he always puts the shaft that was also used. And Mike, do you remember when TPT Golf came out with their new shafts?
Sure thing.
And are they not extremely successful today?
Yeah, they have made some really nice inroads. Vijay Singh won with it, using it on the Champions Tour, and, you know, there have been some PGA Tour wins with it. It's an interesting business model. I mean, the shafts are wildly expensive, so, for the tour player, they don't pay for this stuff, so it's easy for them to get into it. I think people like you and I make cost-benefit analysis of whether the promise of that shaft is worth hauling out the credit card and going to town. Me, I prefer food over a new shaft in my driver. It's for a company that has not had a lot of time under its belt. It's kind of like the shaft equivalent of PXG.
Yes.
I'm impressed by the success both of those companies have had by kind of carving out this niche at the high end.
Don't we as golfers need to determine whether we could even take advantage of what this shaft offers? I mean, some of us just aren't good enough for some of the shafts that are developed. I think they're too much shaft.
Yeah, I mean, I think that goes back to the drum that I beat in my cohort and equipment, Mike Stachura beat all the time, which is fitting. I was talking to Matt Kuchar recently about his ball switch, and when we got on the topic of ball fitting, and he just said, one of the questions I ask tour pros all the time is, you play in a lot of pro-ams, what's the one mistake you see players make time and time again with their equipment? And Matt was saying how he notices how many of them have never been fit for their clubs, and there's this attitude of, well, I'm just not good enough. Well, okay, you may not be good enough for that TPT shaft or, muscle back blade irons or whatever, but you are good enough for something. There is something out there that is best for you? And why wouldn't you want to go through the process to find that what's best for me?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The best advice anyone could hear. Get fitted. Mike Johnson, Golf Digest Senior Equipment Editor, Hot List team member. Why don't we talk on January 26th when the Hot List is out?
Well, I can be a lot less guarded, and I would love to do that.
Excellent. Good talking with you, Mike. Talk to you soon.
Take care. Happy holidays.
Thank you. Happy Merry Christmas, and aloha. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Aloha! Chris Berman here. Join us at the Century Tournament of Champions, January 2nd through 6th at the Plantation Course. There is no better way to kick off the new year than by watching the most elite field in golf, featuring defending champion Dustin Johnson, Justin Thomas, Rory McIlroy, and more. Tickets start at just $15, and kids get in free. Purchase your tickets today at CenturyTournamentOfChampions.com.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Oh, man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh, man, can't be too happy about that one.
Now, back to Danielle Tucker on The Golf Club.
And I just want to thank all of our terrific sponsors, Futuristone, Creative Plumbing, Rainer Doors, and Oahu Extraction, because when it floods, water, you know, gets come out those pipes. It could be worse. It could be sewer pipes, and they break too. So, or mud. Gosh, people say when the mud comes in, that's the hardest thing to clean. Inundating your house with mud. Call Oahu Extraction 24/7 on site in 90 minutes. The number is 808-330-6212. 330-6212. Eric Onodera, General Manager, Bayview Golf Course, where we have every Sunday a group of kids coming together. The Aloha State Junior Golfers and First Tee gets together on Saturday. Welcome into the clubhouse, Eric.
Hey, good morning, Daniel. How are you?
Good. Excellent. So, in case no one's heard, and a lot of people, of course, do know, but Regal Bakery, Carrie Lau, bought the Bayview Golf Course, 18-hole course, $5.8 million, and is doing so much to beautify the golf course. If you haven't been to Bayview lately, Eric, you've done a terrific job of opening up the view plane.
Well, it's not just me. Also, my team out there. Yeah, we put in a lot of work trying to open up the course a little bit, you know, try to bring out the beauty over there at Bayview.
Yeah, and I'm thinking specifically of the area between 1 and 2, where you completely open that area up. And it's just so much, it's beautiful. It's really nice. And, yeah, of course, everybody loves the back 9. What are you doing on the back 9?
Currently on the back 9, cleaning up along 15, trying to open that up. The tee shot was a little narrow. Maybe we can get help from Mike with new equipment. hit straighter drives on 15. So we definitely opened that up. So a little bit easier tee shot. You know, there's still, we're going to open up 14, kind of get better views of the bay, the Kolau Mountains. You know, just basic stuff.
Yeah, just, it's like over at the Prince Course. When I first played it, when they just opened up, never had a clubhouse, nothing. And we played it, it was 95 or something. And it was so open. And then, as you know, Mother Nature has this way of growing and growing and covering and shrinking. And pretty soon it's like, wait a second, this isn't the same course. And Robert Trent Jones Jr. comes back and, you know, he says, we need to do all this. He's been there a couple of times, opening it up. And that's really, really important. You've also got great plans. I understand when I was reading the PBN article about an entertainment center near the driving range, and the driving range is so cool. Thank you for taking such good care of it.
Yeah, with Carrie, you know, we definitely revamped the range, made it a lot cleaner, nicer, a little bit more aesthetically pleasing, for sure. We even have plans to even work out on the outside in the range we're hitting into, trying to make that a little bit more pleasant to look at, make some more targets for the kids to hit at. You know, make it all fun for everybody.
Yeah. What about the entertainment center that you're thinking of putting in?
Long term, we're thinking of doing like clinics throughout the day. It will be a zip lining on the back nine. We're going to have, you know, night golf. We got the bar that just opened, the restaurant and bar opened up a couple months ago. We're going to involve with them. There's talks about bringing out, like, fun carts again. You know, I don't know if you remember when we had all those Cadillacs and stuff. Maybe bring out some fun carts again like that. We're just spitballing ideas to try, you know, bring people back to Bayview. A lot of people don't even realize that there's a golf course out there. They know about the mini putt and the driving range, but also the golfing aspect as well.
It's a great golf course. Leslie from Honolulu said a par 3 course with 6 great par 4s. Try walking it. Mm-hmm. It's a great workout. Back 9's a little bit more hilly. Lots of parking, 2-level driving range, small snack shop, which is now a restaurant. And this is opened up by Jonah Souza. He owns the Beach House Sports Bar and Grill, and now he has the Bayview Bar, Bistro, and Banquet Hall.
Banquet Hall, yeah.
400 people fit.
Yeah, 400 easy. I know a lot of people booked for next year already, but, you know, we're still taking in calls. We're still trying to, you know, make everybody happy out there. We're definitely, you know, we're open.
Absolutely. I was at the Bistro. Really nice. Very good food at the 19th Puka. And a nice full bar. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
You can't
have a golf course without any beer or anything.
No, this works. And when you go, don't be surprised, you'll get two checks, one for the bar, one for the bistro. So everybody can figure out, you know, oh, yeah, I was the one who was drinking.
Yep.
It's easy to figure all of that stuff out. So, yeah, right. In the PBN piece, they were talking, Mr. Lau said, we want to build a sports center, a training sports-related building right in front of the driving range. We're thinking about a 3-story building connecting to the parking lot. That's down the road then.
Oh, yeah, that's down the road. Yeah, like they wanted to do like a volleyball, double-story volleyball courts. We're working with, like, Lanai Kai Volleyball Association. We're working with a bunch of other people too. We're just trying to spitball ideas. We're open, you know, the course has been, you know, lackluster, I guess you could say, for quite a while, but we're trying to, you know, revamp it, you know, get people to walk in, check it out, you know.
It's a great course. Don't shortchange yourself. It's a nice little course. It's great for novices. It's great for somebody who wants to challenge themselves, exercise, to walk that course. The back nine is spectacular. Lyndon from Washington said this year, she was there in September, she gave you a 5. on TripAdvisor. I'm a novice golfer. I was comfortable golfing this course. The first several holes were very short but narrow. The grass on the edges and in the roughs literally ate our balls. The back nine was hilly, had several challenging tees. The views are spectacular from several holes and overall a very scenic course. So happy we were able to play this course. And I want you to remember that, okay?
Thank you.
Absolutely. And you're affordable.
Yeah, very affordable. For Hawaii residents, the most you pay is $30. Now we even have a continuous hole-in-one contest out on the course on hole number 16. We have a camera set up. Your green screen is already included. If you get a hole-in-one on 16, it's $1,000.
Wow.
Yeah. And you can even buy up. You can put like a little bit more money down, and you can win up to $20,000.
That's awesome. Absolutely fabulous. Yeah. This is Eric Onodera, the general manager, Bayview Golf Course. Thank you for spending some time with us this morning.
No problem. Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely, Eric. I'll see you soon.
Okay, I'll see you Saturday.
Aloha. We're going to come back. Bob Bupka, Talk Sport, voice of golf, as well, of course, as the co-host of the Grill Room Golf Radio show. So we're going to come back and talk with Bob. He's standing by right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futura Stone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futura Stone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing! Your experts on call.
Cut it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment helps you get it done with our Christmas and year-end warehouse blowout sale. Honda EB and EU 2800 generators for $9.99. EU 3000, $21.99. Echo, chainsaw starting at $1.99. And we throw in the chain. Maruyama and Echo weed eaters starting at $2.99. Husqvarna Model S at closeout pricing. Aloha Power Equipment at both Sand Island and Waipahu. Your landscape is growing.
Yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Aloha Power Equipment, Hawaii's largest power equipment showroom, two locations, Honolulu and Waipahu, featuring Maruyama, 20% off sale. Weed whackers, trimmers, edgers, blowers, and a whole lot more. Both locations, Aloha Power Equipment. Your lawn is growing. Get mowing. Power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment. Bob Bupka is the voice of golf for Talk Sport in the UK. He's the host of the Grill Room Golf Show, powered by Vertical Groove Golf. And he's the author of the Ryder Cup, golf's greatest event. Welcome into the clubhouse, Bob.
Well, it's good to be with you, Danielle. And, you know, it only means one thing. Everybody says, boy, you're really happy when it gets around Christmas time. And I said, I certainly am, because right after that, I get to go to Maui, get to go on the air with Danielle Tucker on Saturday morning, sitting alongside of her from the clubhouse. And boy, oh boy, this year, Rory McIlroy going to be playing in that Century Tournament of Champions, and
yes,
somebody that I've been campaigning for.
Yes.
Certainly not definite yet.
Okay.
Looking more and more like Mr. TW will be coming to play at Maui and what a week that'll be.
I was listening to your show, and, you know, when you said that Tiger Woods may be on his way to Maui, that's what you're hearing?
Absolutely, and ironically enough, right after he won down in Atlanta, the Tour Championship, first time I started talking about it, we had left to go to Paris for the Ryder Cup the following week. And I said, boy, you know, it really makes all the sense in the world for Tiger to play at Century. It's a well-run tournament. There's good people there. The charities are fantastic. He's had success on this golf course. It's a limited field. He wants to get closer to the total of Sam Snead, only in total victories. He's only a couple of shy now. What a place to kick off 2019 for Tiger Woods. Now, as I said, it's certainly not definite at this juncture, but little pieces of the puzzle are starting to come together. And if I was a betting man right now, I would bet that he would be coming.
Wow. If you were a betting man, you're like renowned in the UK for giving the tip of a lifetime. What was his name?
It was none other than Lucas Glover winning the U.S. Open at 250-1. So that was a pretty good tip I gave.
Yes, it indeed it was. So, yes, you definitely. What about his knees and his ankles and the length of the course on that uneven terrain, how long it is? Do you think he can handle it?
Oh, yeah. You know, he was tired in France. There's no doubt about it. You know, he played a lot more than he probably thought he was going to play. But, you know, he's well rested right now. Matter of fact, just the other day, a friend of mine was at a soccer game in Palm Beach Gardens where his son and daughter both play on the soccer team. And I can tell you one thing. I give you a good scouting report on Tiger Woods' son, Charlie. I was told he's the fastest, smartest player on the field. I said, wow, that acorn didn't fall too far from that tree. And Tiger is quite often there. I really enjoys watching his kids play soccer. Yeah, it's a good place for Tiger right now. And, you know, the majors next year, certainly every one of the venues, you know, is kind to Tiger Woods. We know Augusta National, he didn't have problems there. The PGA at Bethpage Black, he won a U.S. Open there. Pebble Beach, he won a U.S. Open by what, 15 shots?
Yes.
Going back there. The only variable that he's not accustomed to, but nobody in the field is, maybe a little edge to Rory McIlroy when we go to Port Rush for the first time since the 1950s. So that Open Championship is going to be absolutely incredible. At the Ryder Cup, I was told that tickets were sold out already. You could not buy a ticket for next year's Open happening in July. So that's the kind of enthusiasm that has been conjured up for the upcoming 2019 Open Championship. So golf's in a good place right now, Danielle, and you should be proud to be part of it. I know I'm proud to be part of it. The younger players are simply outstanding. We're getting more and more of them. They're great not only on the golf course, but they're good off the golf course. You know, you look at Bryson DeChambeau or, you know, Cameron Champ, or, you know, the list goes on and on of young talents that are just super people.
Yes, absolutely. I need to ask you, don't you think that with the pressure on Rory and Tiger liking Lynx golf more than Rory likes Lynx golf, I think Tiger's got the edge over Rory.
Well, we'll have to wait and see. You know, Tiger, you know, you have to reevaluate. The last few years, before Tiger was healthy, from many, many reliable sources, I mean, people like Adam Scott and others, whenever I would pose the question, who's the most talented golfer playing the game right now? And the answer always came up Rory McIlroy, that he had more talent to play golf than anybody that was playing. Now, that was while Tiger was injured, so he wasn't a factor. Now we have Tiger back in there, but we got Tiger at 43 years old. Rory McIlroy in his late 20s, you know, and even happy birthday to Ricky Fowler, turned 30 years old. I can't believe him
yes.
as a 30-year-old. Luckily, you're staying young.
Yes, of course.
That's the only thing that I care about.
And we are KPUA Hilo, K-O-R-L, Y-N-I, Honolulu, K-O-N-I, Lanai City, K-T-O-H, Kalaheo. So, you think it's time? Ricky's time? Will you bring up Ricky Fowler?
Well, you know, I mean, he's one of many great players that that haven't won a major. You know, I say Bryson DeChambeau is probably a good candidate to win a major next year. Ricky Fowler's a good candidate. I don't know Brooks Koepka, after what he did last year, winning half of them, he might win all four of them this year. I mean, he's that talented. It's just unbelievable the depth of talent. Combination of talent and class in professional golf right now is at an all-time high. And we're lucky to be involved with this great sport. And for the good people at Century, I really do hope that Tiger shows up. I mean, it'll be an incredible experience for the fans over there to see Tiger up close and personal, and a healthy Tiger, and somebody that, if he's in the field, he's got to be considered one of the favorites to win. So, exciting times ahead. 2019 is right around the corner. And with all these prospects, I can't wait for it to get here.
Yeah, well, I can't wait. I'm looking so much forward to Century Tournament of Champions. I can't wait to see Ian Poulter play, Bryson DeChambeau, Rory McIlroy, Brooks Koepka, Dustin Johnson. They're all going to be there. Century Tournament of Champions. Where are you staying?
Well, the only place to stay when you go to Maui, the Kapalua Villas. I love it. I wake up in the middle of the night sometimes when I'm here in the mainland thinking, wow, I can't wait to get back to those villas, the views, the cleanliness, the service, everything connected with those villas, Danielle, is absolutely first class. I tell many, many people, they tell me they're going to Maui. They say, where should I stay? The only place, a couple of villas. And you will not be disappointed, that's for sure.
Awesome. I do want to bring up another subject that I didn't really mention to you prior. And before I get to ruining the Ryder Cup is my last thought. Web.com qualifying. You guys were talking about this, about in 2013, the combined field was 586 under par. And this year they were 1,985 under par. Those are crazy numbers.
Absolutely startling numbers, Danielle. But things are happening. The players that are playing professional golf are better athletes now. They work out more. The equipment is absolutely incredible. The condition of the golf courses, the fairways, the greens, are constantly being improved. I mean, it's just a sign of the times. Bigger, stronger guys playing professional golf. 20 years ago, a top athlete in high school would think of basketball, football. He wouldn't think of a career in professional golf. Obviously, Tiger changed all of that. He made golf cool, and now we're reaping the rewards of the better scoring. There's certainly no doubt about that. And, as there's just no defense for these guys. They're driving in 330 yards. Their irons are spectacular. They're very confident on the greens. All systems are a green light towards lower scoring. And I think even at the Century, we'll see some low scores. Of course, that tournament has one big ally that helps prevent the scoring, and that's the natural winds that blow there. And there's one thing that brings any golfer to his knees, and that is wind, because it's very, very unpredictable.
Yeah, I would think that they would make the courses set up more difficult to challenge them the more. No?
Yeah, you know, Danielle, I've been on that bandwagon, and it's not going to happen. And I'll tell you, it's surprising that the leader motivating low scoring is none other than the granddaddy of them all, the Masters. The Masters latched on to this idea that people want to see birdies and not bogeys. So on Sunday, they set up the golf course, the easiest of the 4 days, and then suddenly the USGA says, "Wow, the Masters is doing that. Maybe we should do that to our golf courses." Then the RNA got the infection and started doing it to their golf courses. I don't like it. I'd love it when you go to a major and par. If you could shoot par for 4 days, you had a pretty good chance at winning. Right now, if you shoot par for 4 days, you got more of a chance of missing the cut than you do winning the golf tournament.
Well, the web.com is going to switch to the points-based ranking rather than using the money list. I think that's a really good idea. Maybe that'll, would they change the points for different events? Maybe some would give you more points than others?
Yeah, I think what they're going to experiment with is the strength of field. The better players that are competing that week, it'll be worth more points. If it's a weaker field, it'll be, worth less points. One thing that the PGA Tour loves to do is to confuse the fans. I mean, you know, with the FedEx stuff, you can't say dollars, you got to say points. And, one in 1,000 people watching a tournament, when somebody said, "Well, he's leading in the FedEx Cup point," they don't even know what they're talking about. I don't know what they're talking about, so I can't imagine the average fan. But hey, it's 2019. I'm just happy to be part of this world.
That's absolutely. You're going to be around for a long time. You're going to be around for a long time.
And when we started, nobody would have laid any money. Oh yeah, those two will be together in 2019. Oh yeah.
Yeah, in 20.
We've been laughed out of the building.
Yeah, well, okay. Final question. It was put out there in the media that hype could be ruining the Ryder Cup. Is it overhyped? Should we let it, lie for a while before we start talking about it again?
Well, I'll tell you precisely how that works. All right? When the United States loses, there's way too much hype about the Ryder Cup. When the United States wins, hey, let's talk about the Ryder Cup.
Okay.
No, that's the story in a nutshell, believe me. If you think it's overhyped, all you have to do has been with me when we're in France, and the joy of the people leaving the event and the people that I talked to in the hotels and the restaurants that came from thousands of miles away just to see a Ryder Cup. I mean, I'll say this much. There's golf and there's Ryder Cup. And anybody that loves the sport, if they have never been to a Ryder Cup, if they can make arrangements to attend one, it'll be the greatest experience in the world of golf that they will ever have.
That's fantastic. Great advice. And it's not hard to figure out where it's going to be in the next 4 years. So you can definitely plan in advance. Bob Bupka, voice of golf, talk sport in the UK, host of the Grill Room Golf Show, powered by Vertical Groove. Thank you so much for being on the show.
It's my honor, and look forward to seeing you in just a couple of weeks.
We'll be sitting together in Maui Century Tournament of Champions. I look so much forward to seeing you. And hi, Janice. Aloha.
All right. Take care, love.
We're going to come back. Diana DeLucia, Golf Kitchen founder and editor-in-chief, celebrating a really, really cool moment. She was on Golf Channel's Morning Drive. They did a video of her Golf Kitchen Edgewood, the awards ceremonies, and it was spectacular. Right after this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club. It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
Aloha, Chris Berman here. Join us at the Century Tournament of Champions, January 2nd through 6th at the Plantation Course. There is no better way to kick off the new year than by watching the most elite field in golf, featuring defending champion Dustin Johnson, Justin Thomas, Rory McIlroy, and more. Tickets start at just $15, and kids get in free. Purchase your tickets today at CenturyTournamentOfChampions.com.
Busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
Let's see. 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Alrighty, you know, it's that season of giving, and we want to give you some golf balls. Yes, all you have to do is be the ninth caller. Now, think about it. You know, you could win a box of balls, not a sleeve, not three, 12 golf balls, Bridgestone golf balls. So you must be the ninth caller. And the number is 808-546-5675. 546-5675. Just the ninth caller. Can't have one in the last 6 months. I hate having to say that. But it gives everybody else a chance, and that's what's important. Diana DeLucia is founder and editor-in-chief. She's publisher of Golf Kitchen, a lifestyle quarterly magazine, coffee table books, Golf Kitchen. Her first book was Golf Club World Behind the Gates. She's an award-winning food photographer, and she's in New York. She's on the board of directors of the Foreign Press Association, celebrating its 100th anniversary. But most recently, she was featured on Golf Channel's Morning Drive, and I heard her voice. I had my back to the television, and I'm just doing some prep work, and all of a sudden, I hear Diana coming from my television. I'm like, whoop, turn around, Diana. Good morning, Diana.
Good day, Danielle. How are you?
Excellent. It's a great day. It's a little windy. It's a little chilly, but we don't mind. We'd like it to change and be cold so we can put on our boots and our sweaters, you see. So, how's New York?
Well, I'm talking to you from the Australian restaurant. I'm having Christmas lunch here with my children. I just had a meat pie and a sausage roll and about to have some dessert. So, I'm excited because it's been a while since I've been home and I need some Australian tucker.
Ah, what's that?
Well, we're well known for our meat pies and sausage rolls and things like that. And I don't get to have it very often, so I'm really enjoying my lunch. And I'm enjoying talking to you about it.
Yes, it's wonderful. I just have not had the opportunity to have, did you call it a tucker? How does, say it again.
Tucker, yeah. In Australia, we call food a tucker.
Oh, okay. I thought it was the name of the dish.
Oh, yeah, Danielle Tucker. There you go.
I thought it was the name of the dish. I wasn't sure. So
we call it, so say like lunch, we'll say, are you going to have some tucker?
Got it. Oh, good. the film that we watched was the inaugural Golf Kitchen Edgewood Fine Dining Soiree and inaugural Golf Kitchen Culinary Excellence Awards. There's so much cooking in the Golf Kitchen when it comes to what's coming up in the future. You've got a book coming out. You've got, of course, your quarterly magazine coming again. And you've got Golf Kitchen Punta Mita. And anyone can go. In fact, if you go to golfkitchenpuntamita.com, there are three different options. You can either go, and the three packages are stay, play, golf, kitchen. So you stay at the Four Seasons, you play in the two tournaments or the two-day tournament, and you participate in all of the Golf Kitchen events. Or you can play. That would be just playing on the golf course and participating in the Golf Kitchen events, or you can just do Golf Kitchen. So there are three different ways to get involved. You've got a star-studded field of chefs getting together at Golf Kitchen Punta Mita.
Yeah, it's fantastic this year. We've got Glen Arbor has come on board. We've got Sankaty Head returning. Kiowa is, of course, returning. Sabonic are returning. Edgewood are joining the team. It's a really exciting crew. We have Jose Calle coming in from Puerto Rico. And we also have the Garzón Club in Uruguay joining us for this event as well. So it's really exciting lineup. And all of us are excited to be returning to Punta Mita in April.
It's wonder. Anthony Giacobinello, Sabonic. Ricky Mota, Garzón Club from Uruguay. Michael Ruggiero from Glen Arbor, Tony Villanueva from Edgewood, Damian Gilchrist from Sankaty Head, Jose Carle, and he's got his own restaurant. He was on the show. Of course, the place where he was completely destroyed by the hurricane that ripped through Puerto Rico. Where's his new restaurant?
He opened a restaurant under the same name, Jose Carle Fabregas. And it's in Puerto Rico. He's doing very well. He's coming to help us with the golf tournament. As you know, Jose is he's a scratch golfer. He used to be on the tour for Puerto Rico when he was younger. But he chose his passion of cooking he discovered at Royal Isabella by Stanley and Charlie Pascarell, the American tennis players.
It's fantastic. That I love it that Jose Carle and his family have success again in their home country. And Yasuo Asai, the chef, is coming too.
Say that again, Danielle.
Yasuo Asai, the chef?
Yes. He's the Japanese chef that's joining us, correct?
Yes.
Yes. I was sorry. He's very new to the Golf Kitchen team, and I have not met him, but I've been told that his culinary experience is amazing, and having a Japanese chef come on board is just going to be sensational because it's going to add to the menu.
Add to the menu. That's what you're always thinking about. Just all the different things that we can experience around the country and around the Americas. And that brings us to your latest book, and that is going to be Golf Kitchen Americas. When do you expect it to be out?
We're shooting for a June release. I was trying for April, but that's just too much pressure. There's a lot of work to be done. We are announcing the first 8 clubs, and I'm really proud to announce that we finally have California involved, and that would be Mayor Karma. And I'm really excited to have Chef Scott Pikey involved, and I'm really excited to work with him in January.
Excellent. So you've got California. We have a lot of the East Coast, of course, and we have people from the Americas who are involved. But you've got Mayacama, then Punta Mita, the Garzón Club, Uruguay, Edgewood, Glen Arbor, Medina, Addison Reserve, and Boca West. So all of these clubs will be featured in Golf Kitchen Americas?
Yes. Yes, they're the first 8, and we're working on the second 8, so we're off to Canada soon. I can't announce it yet. And there's a couple more South American clubs, which I cannot announce, and we're trying to find some great clubs in Arizona. So if anybody knows of any, please give me a call.
Give you a call or go to golfkitchen.com. You can get in touch with Diana through golfkitchen.com. You do have a contact there, right?
Yes, we do.
Oh, I'm sending somebody to the website and I haven't even asked. Can they contact you, Diana, at the website? Okay, so it's going to be 16 clubs that are featured in Golf Kitchen Americas.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. It's been a great journey so far. And it's really great to have California involved, so we want to have Californian clubs involved in the awards and Mexico eventually. And Uruguay has been an amazing addition as well. Chef Ricky Mota, and they have their ambassador, Francis Elman, who is going to be on the cover of the next issue of Golf Kitchen. And it's just everything that's happening is so exciting. And as you can tell, I'm in New York. So
it's exciting.
Ambience, yeah.
I know when one is in New York, one just feels all your cells just feel excited. It's that kind of town. Let me see. We are talking with Diana DeLucia, and she founded Golf Kitchen, and we really need to reiterate why. What is Golf Kitchen?
Golf Kitchen is the magazine created for the private club industry and by the private club industry, really. I mean, everybody supports the chefs. If it wasn't for the chefs, the membership, and the GMs and the owners, we wouldn't exist. They've really, really, they've been like a power force behind the project, and I can't thank them enough.
They were always kind of in the background. You didn't really talk about the chefs, but the people I've been getting to know through Diana and Golf Kitchen, these chefs, these executive chefs, are tremendous resources that use natural resources where they're working to bring together recipes that, you know, just make the culinary experience refreshing. Tell us about the young man who found that on his course there were maple trees, and he taps the trees for the maple and uses it for cooking.
That would be Chef Michael Ponzio from the Diana Country Club, and they do. They grow their maple trees on the course, and they milk them, they tap them. Diana has an amazing breakfast program that they have, and they teach the children, the members bring their children to the breakfast. And they serve, they learn how to tap maple trees, they learn the whole process. And then Michael serves them up an amazing breakfast. Every single item is with a maple syrup, and it's all made at Medina on the property. And I have actually sat in and had that breakfast brunch, and it's amazing. It's absolutely incredible.
It is. It's like Jose Carle when he was talking with me on the show, when he was still in, well, he is in Puerto Rico, but he was at Royal Isabella at the time. And just outside his kitchen, there was his garden. And just outside his window, there was the ocean. And Jose would go out fishing, and whatever he'd catch that day would be what he was preparing for the guests that evening.
and that's exactly what he's doing now. He's back in Puerto Rico. He's fishing. Actually, if you look at his new headshot at golfkitchenpuntanita.com, you'll see his catch of the day.
See? Catch of the day? Truly catch of the day. The chef catch of the day. He went out and got it. So it's definitely fresh. And then there is the pick of the day from the garden, right? The collection of the day. He would say, whatever God gave me, I'd make it into the recipe. So whatever was blooming, whatever was fresh, whatever was ripe and ready, that's what he would then take. That's an interesting mind to be able to then take those ingredients and then create a meal for many. You know, you have to think about largesse.
And I am noticing that with a lot of the private golf clubs now, a lot of them are having chicken pens, they're laying fresh eggs for their members and guests. There's a lot of honeybee hives being produced on the golf courses now. They're building their own herb gardens. It's becoming very, very popular. And, you know, I just think that the whole movement with the private club membership, the marriage between the chef, the owners, and the culinary team, is what Golf Kitchen is all about.
That's wonderful. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back and talk more about where you can go to get to Punta Mita. Golf Kitchen Punta Mita is this coming April, at the end of April, so it's after the Masters. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club. Cut it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment helps you get it done with our Christmas and year-end warehouse blowout sale. Honda EV and EU 2800 generators for $9.99. EU 3000, $21.99. Echo, chainsaw starting at $1.99. And we throw in the chain. Maruyama and Echo Weed Eaters starting at $2.99. Husqvarna Model S at closeout pricing. Aloha Power Equipment at both Sand Island and Waipahu. Your landscape is growing.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best.
Aloha, Chris Berman here. Join us at the Century Tournament of Champions, January 2nd through 6th at the Plantation Course. There is no better way to kick off the new year than by watching the most elite field in golf, featuring defending champion Dustin Johnson, Justin Thomas, Rory McIlroy, and more. Tickets start at just $15, and kids get in free. Purchase your tickets today at CenturyTournamentOfChampions.com.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to The Golf Club.
And as we wrap up the show, let's get from Diana DeLucia one final where we can go to get to Golf Kitchen Punta Mita. It is the 2019 Golf Kitchen Punta Mita, April 25th through the 28th. The Golf Kitchen Cup is a two-day competition on both Jack Nicklaus signature golf courses, the Bahia and the Pacifico. And then there's going to be a four-hole shootout between the chefs to kick it off. Yes, they play. So Michael Patrick Shields, my golf travel guru extraordinary, he told me that this particular location, when he went there, absolutely fabulous. So what do they need to do to be able to be a part of this?
Well, you can email me at diana@golfkitchen.com if you would like to purchase some tickets. I can put you on to the people in Mexico and make that happen.
Excellent.
And we'd love to have everybody there. It's going to be a great event, bigger and better than last year. We have a lot planned. There's some great food that is going to be presented, and the chefs are really looking forward. They're all closet training their golf game, so it should be pretty interesting.
Closet training? Diana, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. And you can also go to golfkitchenpuntamita.com and get all the details. That's golfkitchenpuntamita.com. I want to thank the sponsors who make this show possible. By the way, we need another caller, 808-546-5675 for the golf balls, okay? Thank you to Aloha Power Equipment, Hawaii's largest power equipment showroom in two locations, Honolulu and Waipahu, featuring Maruyama 20% off sale. Weed whackers, trimmers, edgers, blowers, both locations. There's even more. Aloha Power Equipment, power at your fingertips. Oahu Extraction, when it floods, water or worse, sewer pipes break, mud inundates your home, you got to call Oahu Extraction on site in 90 minutes. Call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsman can turn your building, your warehouse, your showroom, your home project into artwork. It is Futura Stone, only the best. and Creative Plumbing, whether a building, a shopping center, a store, a custom home, a townhouse, a new build, a renovation, a repair, you get it. They do everything. Call Creative Plumbing because it's got to be done right. And of course, Century Tournament of Champions is coming up. And if you'd like to play a round of golf on the plantation course, there is a tee time. It's 9:28. It's kind of soon. There's an 8:42 if you're right nearby. And Waikele has an 8:43. Thank you for your mana and listening to the Golf Club Radio Show. You can always hear us if you want to hear the show again. It's radiogolfclub.com. Aloha. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2018.